LaToya McNeely is a 42-year-old longtime patient of mine who came to the office for an annual gynae exam. I always have patients fill out a brief form before I see them for their annual exam, and the form includes some screening questions for a variety of potential issues. None of these were checked. When I saw her, she didn't look well. She seemed anxious, distracted, and her blood pressure and pulse were a little higher than they'd been in the past. I asked her how everything was going, and she said, "Fine, just fine." But I was looking at her eyes when she said, "Fine, just fine," and they didn't look like everything was fine, just fine. So I asked her again, "Are you sure everything's okay? Because you look stressed to me." She looked back at me, hesitated for a minute, and then started crying. I sensed a problem. After working through a few issues, she tried, but really couldn't articulate exactly what the problem was. She apologized for crying for no good reason. When I asked her if she'd been sad recently, she nodded yes and started crying again. Once this settled down, I took control and became very directive. "I sense that you were a little sad today, and I'd like to ask you some questions about how you felt during the last 2 weeks, okay?" She nodded, and I proceeded. "During the last 2 weeks, have you felt depressed the majority of the time? Had decreased interest or pleasure in most activities? Noticed a change in appetite or experienced unexpected weight gain or weight loss? In the past 2 weeks, have you had difficulty sleeping? Have you felt either very jumpy or very sluggish? Have you felt extremely tired with loss of energy? Have you experienced feelings of worthlessness or guilt? In the last 2 weeks, have you noticed a diminished ability to think, concentrate, or make decisions? Have you had thoughts of death or suicidal thoughts?" If she answered yes to at least 5 of these, including at least one of the first 2 questions, then she meets the diagnostic criteria for clinical depression. In LaToya's case, she answered yes to all of them except the last one. I explained to her that she was experiencing a medical condition which we call depression, and depression can make you feel awful. She told me that her mother experienced episodes of depression and wrestled with it during her entire life. There is a tendency for depression to run in families. I also performed a screening test for anxiety because these 2 mood disorders, depression and anxiety, are sometimes seen concurrently. Untreated, depression will likely wax and wane with an overall progression to get worse. Further, the longer depression is allowed to remain present, the more difficult it becomes to get it reversed because the brain learns to be a depressed brain rather than being a normal brain. There are 2 basic strategies for treating depression, psychotherapy and medications. Either can be very effective, and both are sometimes required depending on the severity of the illness and the clinical response to the treatment. Psychotherapy generally involves weekly meetings with a psychotherapist. Therapy lasts varying lengths of time, but significant improvement is usually seen in 3 months, and therapy frequently continues for 6 to 12 months, sometimes longer. Medication is usually taken daily. Improvement is usually noticed within a week, and significant improvement is usually seen within a month. Medication is generally continued at least 6 months, often longer, depending on the patient's clinical situation and those factors that led to the clinical depression in the first place. At this point in our discussion, she asked, "Well, you're my doctor. What do you think I should do?" I recommended that she start taking Zoloft, a very good SSRI, each day and expect some modest improvement in her mood within a week. I asked her to return in 1 month for a follow-up visit and then asked her, "Do you know what most of my patients say when they come back after 1 month?" She didn't know. They say, "Thank you. I hadn't realized how bad I was feeling until I started feeling better." In a month, if she's not feeling better at all, I'll refer her to one of my psychiatrist colleagues, in part because I may need to change the dosage, the drug, or add other drugs, and in part because my treatment is based on her having mild to moderate depression. If, in fact, she has a more serious problem, then she'll be in better hands with my psychiatry friends. But as a practical matter, most of my patients with mild to moderate depression do just fine on the first SSRI I start them on. They remain on them for about a year and then stop them, understanding that if they start feeling blue again, they can restart the medication. An important part of the questions I asked her concerned thoughts of death or suicide. If she had said, "Yes, I've given some thought to suicide," then I would not have initiated therapy on my own, but I would have made direct contact with a psychiatrist who could see her right away. Suicidal thoughts are more reflective of severe depression than mild to moderate depression, and those patients are, I believe, in better hands with a psychiatrist than with me.